The death overnight of Fred Rogers is sad news for his neighbors in Pittsburgh and for his many fans, young and old, across the country, including my children and me. I confessed as much to Mr. Rogers during an interview in 1983.
I have a confession. I'm almost 36 years old. I enjoy your show.
Anybody likes to be in touch with somebody who's honest.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together,
Mr. Rogers was a human security blanket for children and their parents. For more than 30 years, he started his daily television program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, by singing that song while he changed into a cardigan sweater and sneakers. Fred Rogers composed and performed songs for the show, which he produced at Pittsburgh Public Television Station WQED from 1968 to the year 2000. The set was a cozy living room. Every day he used a toy trolley to take his viewers to the magic kingdom of make-believe, where puppets and people would interact. Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister when he started the show. He kept his message simple, telling people to love themselves and others. In an interview on the WHYY radio program Fresh Air, he summed it up this way.
Children are going to mimic what the adults in their lives do. And so the kinds of ways that you have of expressing your anger will probably be the kinds of ways that your children will express theirs. And that's not all bad. But I do think that it's very important for us to be upfront with our children and give them words for their feelings.
Expressing those feelings in healthy ways was a recurring theme in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And in his own gentle way, he was firm in the belief that learning discipline is an important aspect of childhood.
Discipline is a kind of love. If children didn't have limits from those who cared about them, they would never feel that they were loved. If a child ran out into the street, for instance, and nobody screamed and says, come back, or nobody ran after that child would think that nobody loved him. So healthy limits, which children understand, are a marvelous way of saying, I care about you.
Fred Rogers' longtime partner on the show was David Newell, who played Mr. McFeely.
Musician. He had child development, and he had theology. And all of those talents went into his program. He wrote his own programs. And they were age-appropriate for the children that he was talking to. It wasn't programmed from 2 years old to 80 years old. It was really preschool programs, and he focused on that age group.
David Newell remembering his friend Fred Rogers, who died last night. He was 74 years old.
This beauty would, a neighborly day for a beauty, would you be mine?